For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Billboard Hot Singles chart from 1966 looks much like the playlist of nearly every oldies radio station in the country. There's the Mamas and the Papas, the Four Tops, the Supremes, but you'll rarely, if ever, hear the best-selling song of 1966. It's this one, the Ballad of the Green Berets.
Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
This song inspired many young men to join the military as the war in Vietnam escalated, but the theater of war itself had a different score altogether, and that's the subject of a new book, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War. The book is co-authored by Doug Bradley and Craig Werner. Doug is with us today. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Doug, you're a Vietnam veteran. What spirit did the Ballad of the Green Berets tap into in 1966?
You know, there's that beat that sounds like a march. There's this whole thing of service and valor and victory. And that's what we were about. Remember, we were mostly raised, just about everybody I knew was a World War II, son of a World War II dad. So service, patriotism, they'd won the big war. So when our time was called and our war was there, we were ready to serve. The Ballad of the Green Berets captured that better than any song.
But the spirit of the music was very different once you got to Vietnam.
Absolutely. And the spirit of the music started to change then. We have a great anecdote in the book with a guy who went over in 66, and he thought the Ballad of the Green Berets was like our fight song on Wisconsin. We all grew up with the same soundtrack, so we took that music over with us. It took on a little different meaning, sometimes a little added, volatility in Vietnam.
In this book, you talk about how music is also such a contradiction over there. Sometimes it brings soldiers together, and sometimes it kind of amplified some of the major social differences and tensions between them.
Absolutely. At times, music was this wonderful way that we would all connect and communicate. But there were other times where sometimes you've been out in the field, you get rotated back. Now you can relax a little. You have a few beers. Maybe you smoke a joint. Guy next to you goes up and puts something on the jukebox, and people start complaining about what's being played. Fights broke out.
Doug Bradley, the title of your book comes from a 1965 song by the Animals.
We gotta get out of this place.
Why do you say this is the national anthem of Vietnam veterans?
For us, it was basically what the lyrics said. We got to get out of this place. Every band had to cover that song. Guys were playing their own guitars, cassettes. When you say, what's the one song that everybody would agree to? We got to get out of this place.
You've given us a top 20 list of songs that have special meaning to Vietnam veterans. Several of those artists also have Memphis connections, of course. So why is Otis Redding on there?
Right before he died was when he recorded Dock of the Bay. That song in particular seemed to capture the sense of forlornness, loneliness, anxiety, homesickness that is really at the center of what a lot of vets feel. Sometimes they won't talk about Country Joe. They won't talk about For What It's Worth. You know, all the political stuff that everybody else likes to talk about. They were living this thing. It's something like Dock of the Bay that gets to their heart.
So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
I'm guessing it's for ironic reasons that a Johnny Cash love song was a hit with troops in Vietnam.
You know, you can't not see that and honestly not see napalm being dropped in Vietnam. I mean,
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I hate to make it so gruesome, but it's the image that it conjures up. I was an Army journalist, so they sent me out to do a story on the Navy, and I went out to the USS Ranger, and that's where the bombing missions were flown off of aircraft carriers. And all I heard all night was the guys rolling the bombs down, the load on the planes to go bomb North Vietnam and parts of South. And these guys were singing Ring of Fire.
You know, music can be such a powerful link to memories. And reading this book, I wonder, if I were a Vietnam veteran, would I want to be driving along and suddenly have this music come on the radio?
Well, it depends on the song and it depends on your Vietnam experience. What we found was we do think there's therapy involved in this. A number of the men and women we talk to have not been able to talk about this experience for 45, 50 years. This is something they needed to get off their chest, that needed to be shared, that we needed to listen to. We didn't sit there and say, you know, did you kill somebody? How bad was it? No, what's your song? And in the telling of the song, they began to get to talk about the experience and maybe get back home, finally.
Doug Bradley is co-author of the new book, We Got to Get Out of This Place, The Soundtrack of the Vietnam War. He'll be at the Stax Museum tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. It's a free conversation and book signing. Visit staxmuseum.com. Doug, it was great to have you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your reading the book.